Welcome back to the third episode of the Info Dumb. I'm already fucked
three
it up.
Episodes.
This is the third episode.
Who else got who popped your cherry?
Rachel McNutt. Welcome back to the first. No. God damn it.
The McNutt thing.
It got me.
The McNutt got me fucked up.
Welcome back to the third episode of Info Dump, the podcast, the show where I, your host, Theo Mastio, sits down with people and talk to them about their special interests or field of study. Today's guests are my roommate and best friend, Lydia Burton, and her best friend, Genevieve Benzinger. All right. Welcome to the podcast, guys. How are you guys today?
Hi. Thank you for having us.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so today we're going to be talking about teeth. Dental hygiene. Our guests go to school for dental hygiene and are about to enter their second year for the program. And before we get started, I would like to note that while our lovely guests are in school, they are not currently licensed professionals, and neither am I. So please, always contact your doctor or dentist first. So, our first segment, on the show, if you aren't familiar, is just getting some background info about the interest and how it started. So, these questions are for both of you. What sparked your interest in teeth?
Well, I'll go first. I'm Genevieve, by the way. I've been in the field for about 5 years. I had braces for a few years in high school, and so I was always in the I was always at the orthodontist, and I kind of liked the feel of the assistants working with the orthodontist and just kind of the homey environment. And so I got into dental assisting eventually, and I just knew I wanted to go further in the field. So that's why I'm in school for this now.
All right. Lydia?
I think I always liked going to get my teeth cleaned when I was younger, and I didn't necessarily like going to the doctor, but I liked going to the dentist, so I was like, why is that different for me? Like, why do I like this so much more? And it was just something I always saw myself doing even when I was younger, but I thought originally I wanted to be a dentist, and somewhere around high school, I was like, I don't know if I want to go to school for that long.
Right.
I can do this instead. And also, it was like the cleaning that I really enjoyed.
Okay.
I never had a cavity until I was like already in college.
Oh.
That's so crazy. I never, like, really had to spend any
time
with
I've had so many cavities.
Same.
Yeah.
Not me. But, somewhere in, like, late high school, early college, I was like, I'll do dental hygiene, or I'll try for that. And I got rejected, like, on my first application.
Yeah.
And so I went to work at a pediatric office as an assistant for about a year to try and, like, you know, beef up the application.
Right, right, of course.
And then I got in on the second time. So.
Nice. Okay, so for our listeners, what's the difference between a hygienist and a dentist?
So both are licensed professionals.
Hygiene's more preventative.
Yeah, a lot of dental hygiene has to do with preventative care, meaning that we're not always treating active disease like decay, which we know as cavities, or gum disease. That is part of our treatment. But we also, doing your routine cleanings and checkup appointments is a preventative measure to make sure that you're doing what you need to at home and that you're coming in for your visits to make sure that nothing does progress to that point.
Yeah, the hygienist is more about kind of trying to prevent a problem from happening, and the dentist is fixing, like, any problem that's already happened.
Okay. So why would you want to be a dentist? Or a dental hygienist over a dentist? Like, why did you guys pick that?
Less responsibility, less school. Also, some people just enjoy preventative more.
Mm-hmm.
There's more of a routine to it, which isn't for everyone. Like, some people get tired of doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, a dentist has more variety in what they do. But I feel like, for me, I like, stability.
Right.
And doing something over and over again helps me get better at it.
Mm.
I feel like I'd be more nervous as a dentist, like, having to do different things.
Yeah.
You've got to, like, kind of stretch yourself out more. I guess it's like how they say, like, jack of all trades, master of none. Whereas like with hygiene, you have a lot of time to really get good at what you're doing.
Exactly. Okay.
For me, it's a little bit different. It doesn't really have to do with having too much responsibility or the schooling, really. It just has to do with I've worked with a lot of dentists, and Just seeing some of the cons of the profession, I don't feel like they really outweigh the pros. I mean, for one, it's a lot of student debt, of course. I was able to, like...
That's kind
of
crazy.
Yeah, it's more manageable, yeah, of course, with the less schooling for...
Sorry to cut in, but how much is your guys' tuition?
I'll be, like, $40,000 in. About for hygiene?
Yeah, for the 2 years.
For the 2 years?
Yeah. And then that's not prereqs.
Yeah, dental students are, like, $500,000.
Yeah.
Depending on if they're out of state or not.
Okay. Yeah. $500,000?
Yeah. Yeah, I have friends that have graduated from VCU that are doctors now. And
okay.
Yeah, she's $500,000 in debt.
That's insane because I was, like, thinking about my $100,000 for potential debt for my 4 years of college.
Yeah.
And I was like, $500,000, that's insane.
Yeah. And that's for their... I mean, that's for dental school. They've already gone to college for 4 years, and then that's four more years of dental school, so I don't even know
more debt on top
what...
of debt.
Yeah, I mean, just, like, you're spending your whole life paying those loans off, it
right,
seems like.
Right, okay.
And then something else was just that, kind of, like, the mental health aspect of it. You know, I feel like I'm a pretty strong individual in, like, being able to, like, know my own worth, but a lot of people don't like going to the dentist, so you're kind of told that your patients tell you they hate you every day, even if they don't mean you personally. They tell you, like, they will literally say, "I hate you," like, and not mean it to you personally, but things can chip away at you. It's also something that you put a lot of work into fixing things, to not be appreciated, but also for things not to be taken care of. So you spend however much time on procedures to help this person's oral health, and for them to a year later not take care of it, and it seems like it was all for nothing, and then they might even blame you for that, it is something that still needs to be maintained at home.
So going off of that, and this is more of a question for me, but what do you suggest for those who struggle to take care of their teeth or struggle with, like, the sensory aspects of cleaning their teeth and going to the dentist? Because personally for me, like, I don't have beef with the dentist. It's just that, you know, sticking a bunch of things in my mouth, it's like, you know, sometimes I grab it a little hard. It's, you know, not always, like, you know, a fun experience, I guess. But, you know, what would you suggest for those who struggle with that type of stuff?
I think for the sensory stuff, just, like, bring in anything that can help you. Like, we had a lecture. We're doing, like, local anesthesia right now, so that's, like, injections to numb up certain parts of your mouth. And our professor for that class, she had a student, because we practice on each other, and she had a student that was, like, super freaked out about that, and she brought in, like, a teddy bear and headphones and stuff like that to keep her busy, like, to keep her mind busy.
Right.
And I just think stuff like that can help you.
Okay.
And also we're being trained for, like, talking patients through that, and, like, tell, show, do, like, explaining what you're going to do before you do it, showing them as you're doing it, and then, like, so they understand when you're actually implementing that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's not, like, a super straightforward answer sometimes, and a lot of it does have to do with trying to find a good provider that is gonna mesh well and understand, you know, your own personal, you know, everybody's sensitive to different things. Mm-hmm. Some people just, even if it's not a pain thing, it's, like, a sensation that's uncomfortable, and it's a really vulnerable thing to have somebody in your mouth.
Yeah.
Honestly, I mean, it's a very personal area. I mean, it's not, it's almost like going to the gynecologist. It's like, you know, and there's,
and
you can't help
about it.
Yeah, you can't help but feel some insecurities and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So just finding a good provider, unfortunately, that's not always the easiest thing, but that, in partnership with what Lydia said, I think is kind of the best answer I can think of.
And I think for me personally, like, I liked it a lot as a kid, getting my teeth cleaned. Now that I'm older, it's, like, somehow worse.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like I notice things that are uncomfortable about it now that, like, never bothered me as a kid.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I agree.
And I wanted to speak on also, like, you had mentioned mental health, and I know that, like, as a person who struggles with mental health, sometimes that means that I like, struggle with cleaning my teeth. Now, I've seen those, like, you know how dogs have those chew, bite teeth things?
Yeah.
I've been scouring the internet for a human version of this, but what are your suggestions for someone who struggles to maintain that, you know, because I know that your teeth health can also affect your mental health as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your guys' advice for you know, taking care of that?
I think, like, there's things that you can do when you speak with, you know, hopefully if you do find that provider that you're comfortable with, is kind of speaking about those struggles. And, you know, even if you're not, you know, able to do your oral health routines of, you know, your brushing and flossing, brushing twice a day, those kinds of things. I know I've had periods in my life where I wasn't able to take care of myself in that way either. But there are prescription grade toothpaste, and mouth rinses that have higher concentrations of fluoride, so that even when you are, if you're only, you know, able to get yourself in the bathroom to do those actions, you know, less often, you're still, you know, you're making the most out of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, helping keep your enamel strong, you know, until you are at, you know, better points in your mental health journey of when you are able to kind of get back into those routines, because I know it's a...
Right.
It's not always consistent.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it is also having realistic expectations for yourself. Like, you know that, like, if you're not your best mentally and you're already not, like, brushing twice a day, it's unreasonable for, like, your oral healthcare provider to be like, you need to be flossing every day too. Like, you're already not brushing like you need to be.
Right.
You need to set, like, a realistic goal for yourself and be like, if I can just brush at least once a day. And then, like Genevieve was saying, like, make sure you speak to your provider. You can be vulnerable with them and, like, get that prescription grade toothpaste. Mm-hmm. And that way it's, like, stronger for the fact that you're not brushing as much.
Yeah. I've always said that I need a trauma-informed dentist.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, you know, healthcare professionals aren't always, you know, I guess as educated on every area that affects their specific niche.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I'm very glad that you guys are, based off of, like, what I know that you're studying in school. But I know that there is a lack of hygienists around the country. What made you make the leap from dental assistant to hygienist? And, like, are the schools easy to get into, stay in? Like, what is that process? And what does that look like for other people trying to, you know, maybe considering this field as well?
For me, assisting was just the stepping stone to be a hygienist, because that was always, like, my end goal for me. And I do think it's, like, harder because that there's only, like, one dental school in our state, and then there aren't that many community college programs. And then, for whatever reason, I guess it's because there is a hygiene shortage, the staff is, it's hard to get staff into these positions, and you can't have the program without a certain amount of staff.
Right.
So because there's, like, a hygiene shortage in general, you don't have many staff, and that means the class sizes have to be smaller, so a lot of these classes don't accept that many people.
Okay.
I think most programs are, like, 10, 15 students at some of the community colleges.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, the most I know is, in our state at least, is ODU. I know they take,
like, 40
people. Yeah, they take the most. They take about 40 students. Yeah. But when you compare that...
Our class is, like, half that.
Yeah, but when you compare that to our dental students, I mean, we have 100 dental students per year.
Right.
You know, I mean, how does that balance out?
And they're oversaturated.
Right.
So you'd think they would, like, look at the market and, like, adjust things, but they don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then because they're taking so few applicants for hygiene, that automatically makes it super selective to try and get in. I applied with a 4.0 my first time, and I got rejected.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Like, it is very selective.
Right. Because I know you guys did that interview process, and I talked to you extensively because I was having trouble with my own interview process. But, you know, are there ways that the school or colleges around could be making it a little bit easier? For, like, you know, because we have that hygiene shortage, is there a way to fix things without, like, you know, having less teachers?
I mean, maybe more faculty that are dentists.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, the problem is that the dentists don't know how to do the deep cleanings as well as hygienists do.
Okay.
But I don't see why they couldn't have, like, dentists come in and do some of the classes that are more applicable to, like, both fields, like,
yeah,
the dental anatomy.
And then keeping the, you know, the hygiene faculty that we do have that are specifically, you know, registered dental hygienists, more for those things that are really specified,
yeah,
just
like
to hygiene.
Right.
And just until we kind of get to a more stable point where we're not in such a shortage in our field.
Okay. And this is a silly question, but how long did you guys believe in the Tooth Fairy?
I don't know if I ever really believed in them.
Really?
I just knew I was getting money when my teeth fell out. But, like, if I did stop believing in them at some point,
yeah,
because I'm not sure I ever did, but it was, like, super young, like, four or five.
Dang. Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Not for me. I think I was in fifth grade, and that's when I found out about...
You're kind of old.
Yeah.
Because
I found out about the tooth. And I did have my doubts about the Tooth Fairy earlier than Santa, but Santa and the Tooth Fairy is kind of when I, like, officially got the talk, you know, in fifth grade.
Okay,
but
yeah.
I do remember there was one time where I, like, kind of tested it as a kid. I think I was, like, 7 or 8, and I lost a tooth, and I put it under my pillow at, like... I lost it at, like, 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I put it under my pillow, and then I told my dad, and he's like, oh, she must have already done her rounds.
Yeah, she
or
clocked
something
out.
Like that.
She clocked out.
She must have already went past our house. She'll be here tonight.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I'm pretty sure my parents have said that exact same thing.
Yeah. Also, like, how much have you heard kids are getting these days? Because I was getting, like, a quarter at the pediatric
You were getting
office.
A quarter.
I was
getting a dime.
I got 2 dimes, maybe.
No,
yeah.
no. I was getting a quarter. I talked to a kid at my office when I was still working as an assistant. And he got, like, $20.
Yeah, they make
you know, my little brother had $5 for just, like, a regular, like, you know, tooth. And I'm just...
No, the only time I got anything more than 2 dimes was I got $1 once, and it's because I had to get 2 teeth pulled.
Oh.
And, like, my mom was like, oh, yeah, the Tooth Fairy was just so proud of you.
<It's>
for
so
being
silly.
So brave.
I'll pull out my own teeth for $20. I was like, talk about that $20,000.
My goodness.
Yeah. Well, so when I was a kid, my cousin, she, her teeth weren't falling out like they were supposed to. They had to be taken out, like, early, but they decided to take out all, like, almost all of them all at the same time. So for, like, a good few weeks, like, maybe a month, she couldn't eat, like, she had to, like, you know, swallow everything. They were blending pizza, cutting corn off of the cob. We live in the Midwest, you know, so, like, corn is a bit,
well, that was natural,
you know.
Out there.
Right. So, you know. But, okay. So, now it's time for our second segment, where I quiz you to see if you really know teeth so well.
Don't know who's going to carry.
I know you've got that exam on Tuesday.
Yeah,
give me your sources.
Scholarly sources.
So, you know, point your faces away from the computer screen just in case. All right, so the first question, and do keep points because, you know, one of you might get a secret prize. No, you won't. You won't get a secret prize. I don't have any prizes for you. I'm sorry.
You can win with us.
So how many different types of teeth are there, and can you name them?
Like, in terms of, like, molars versus incisors?
Yeah.
It's, like, 3? Like, incisors, premolars, molars, and then maybe wisdom teeth, so maybe 4.
Okay.
There are... 4 molars, premolars, canines, and incisors.
Yes. All right. Okay. Points to Genevieve. Genevieve. This question, I don't know if you guys are going to get, but how much saliva does your mouth produce in a year?
20 gallons.
730 liters. So I don't know. I don't know, if someone wants to look up 730 to, you know, liters to gallons, I would love that, but I'm going to assume that is probably a lot more.
I can tell you how often our teeth are supposed to touch in a day.
How often?
15 minutes.
That is true. Only 15 minutes.
Like, so all the time you're chewing, all the time you have your mouth closed, your teeth aren't... When your mouth is closed, like, at rest, your teeth aren't supposed to be touching.
So, I'm sorry, was it 720 liters?
730 liters.
Okay, yeah.
To gallons. How many gallons is that?
Yeah, it's almost 200.
That's a lot.
So, yeah.
Damn.
I was off.
Okay.
I said 20 gallons.
That's okay.
Can babies be born with teeth?
Yes.
Do you guys know, like, the statistic for how many, how often?
Like 2%?
It's 1 in every 2,000, or, yeah, 2,000 can be born with prenatal teeth.
Yeah, I was gonna say, it's pretty low.
And, what are loops? T- Tell me what loops are.
Oh, they're like our special little glasses that have like little scopes on them and a headlight. Okay. So we can see the teeth closer up.
Yeah.
They're very similar to the things that jewelers use to look at.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So fun fact for the listeners at
home.
And
they're also crazy expensive.
They are crazy expensive. And Lydia got them and she put them on and she kept on flashing me with the lights of her loops. She was like, let me look in your teeth.
I looked like a little choo-choo train.
Yeah, she did. Okay, okay. And then my last question for you guys is, what is the main factor for, and I might pronounce this wrong, thoracic outlet compression? Or thoracic? Thoracic?
I don't believe we've gotten to that units yet.
That's definitely ergonomics. Something in ergonomics. The main
thoracic.
Factor for it?
Yeah, what is the main factor for thoracic outlet compression?
Poor posture?
Yes. Oh. Yes. Okay. Damn. Genevieve. And that was the end of the question. So Genevieve for the win.
Oh.
All right. But
edit out what I said.
Right, we don't need your professors knowing that. So, I sure hope you guys are studying for that next exam on Tuesday. So,
we're doing this podcast.
So now for the final section. I want to hear all you have to say about your soon-to-be profession. Tell me some fun facts and give me the dirt, the details.
The silence speaks.
Yeah.
I'm excited for how flexible I think my life will be. Like, a lot of hygienists work part-time.
Okay.
I'm excited for my future employers to fight over me.
I'm also just, you know, it's always something that I've gotten into for, you know, I like helping people and healthcare and stuff like that. Of course, I love that, and that's, like, why we're in the field, and part of the reason why I chose something like this over, you know, something like nursing or something in emergency care is because I am able to take care of my own mental health as well a little bit more, where I am able to leave work at work and still make a difference in people's lives and help people stay healthy. But it's not like I would have to be on call necessarily during nights or anything like that. And it's not a lot of emergency treatment where I would, you know, I would be able to take time for myself if I needed, you know, a long weekend just to decompress if I, you know, of course, like, putting in the time ahead of time. But where I wouldn't feel guilty, like, my patients aren't getting the care they need.
That was, like, another difference between, like, the dentist and the dental hygienist in my office, or at least, like, with the dentist. They were on call, I guess, because we had an oral surgery center.
It was similar in some of the practices I worked at, where especially like surgical aspects, but I mean even general dentistry. I mean, some would be on call at least to, like, I mean, I knew doctors that got calls at like 11 o'clock at night from a patient because they're in pain and they're like, "What am I supposed to do for this abscess and stuff like that?" And I'm like, it's something I never really considered until I was in the field that doctors would ever, that dentists would ever be on call.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever thought, because I'm like, they're not a doctor, but like, they are a doctor.
And there are, like, emergencies, you know, that I didn't think about prior to being
I didn't realize, like, how much your mouth and, like, your oral health affect the rest of your body. Like, I know I've told you about that before.
Right.
But, if you get a sinus infection, like it's all just related, because if you get an abscess in your teeth because it's connected to your sinus, it can have, like, really bad health effects.
Right.
And, like, some kid died because of that.
That's insane.
I don't know if you saw that story. Like, it happened recently.
Okay.
But it's, like, a thing that's been happening for, like, a long time.
Yeah.
But, it's just, it's more serious than I think people realize.
Right. No, like I was saying earlier, like, I didn't know that, you know, like, my mental health could be connected with that, because, like, for the longest time, I've struggled with, you know, like, taking care of my teeth, and that's because of mental health. And to know that it's, like, a big circle, you know, is kind of like, well, you know, it puts it in perspective for me to know that, like, you know, this isn't something I'm just going to, like, wake up one day and be, like, you know, really good at or, you know, be able to manage perfectly well, but it is something that, like, is worth the effort to take care of.
Yeah, and you're not alone with that. I mean, and that's something that we learn and hopefully, you know, we can spread that awareness is that, like Lydia was saying earlier about, you know, kind of like setting goals with patients of being realistic and individualizing treatment, not just telling everybody, okay, well, you need to start flossing every day and brushing twice a day.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you got to know what your patient is doing already. Yeah. You know, is that a reasonable expectation? And just, you know, setting a timeline with them, like, by the next time I see you in 6 months, you know, I really think this would benefit you to increase brushing twice a week to at least 5 times a week. What are your thoughts? And involving your patient in that, because it's their life, you know, it's their daily routine. I mean, we're not there for that. So just kind of building that rapport and hopefully like we can spread awareness with that.
Right.
The
last time I saw a dental hygienist, she said to me, she talked to me because she was looking at my teeth and she was like, drink a bit of soda and energy drinks, don't you? And I was like, oh, yes, I do. And, you know, instead of being like, you need to stop that, I apologize for the audience, I am sick. You know, she knew that I wasn't going to stop, you know, drinking soda. I love Dr. Pepper. That's not going to, you know, end just because the dentist was like, yeah, it's messing up your teeth, man. so she was like, okay, you know, like, you got to, you know, maybe consider, like, rinsing out your mouth once you're done with drinking the soda. Or, you know, just trying to, like, supplement water more often and as well as, like, you know, drinking with a straw.
Yeah.
Just to, like, help, because she knows that I'm not gonna, like, necessarily kick that habit, but I could, you know, add things to what I'm doing to, like, make it less harsh on my teeth.
For sure.
Yeah. But, I want to thank you guys for coming on today.
Thank you.
Do you guys have any fun facts for me about teeth before we go?
Oh, okay, so the narwhal, their horn, I just found this out, like, 2 months ago. It's not a horn, it's a tooth.
A tooth, yep.
It's a giant canine.
Yeah.
That's insane. Oh. What? Because they stab their prey with that, right?
I guess they're just kind of biting them.
That's
in a silly, goofy little way.
That is a very silly, goofy kind of way.
Yeah. It could be called narwhals.
Oh,
narwhals.
Okay.
Leave it in.
I'm leaving that in.
Yeah.
Notes to Theo for later. I'm leaving that in. Do you guys have any pluggables? Anything you wanted to plug? You know, you got social media. You got something you want to share, or are we're not sharing to the ether.
I'm gonna stay humble here and just, you know, just spread the word,
healthcare, baby.
Yes,
oral,
air. Yes, shout out to teeth.
Peace, love,
people.
Teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Thank you, guys. And
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Bye.
That's cute.